Good afternoon, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver. Today I'm presenting Astral Jazz, an exploration into performance practice with a saxophone and the artistry of the saxophone. Today I'm going to talk about spiritual jazz, which is a more common name for astral jazz. And this genre, or subgenre, came out of free jazz in the 60s. It flourished in the 70s. But I want to open today's show with some soul, particularly revival, which is what Black American Christian churches called the coming together in the name of worship, or the spirit of worship. And I'll have Andre Crouch, who's an American pastor, producer, singer, songwriter, lead us in today from a sermon that he did in 1984.
I guess my gang will be coming. Can everybody say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Learn to trust in God.
Oh, I'm glad for those through it all. Because I'm stronger today.
Through it all.
Oh,
I learned to depend upon His word.
We gotta go. But there's a chorus we sing in our little storefront meetings. It goes, yes, yes,
yes,
yes, we sing in our little storefront meetings. It goes, yes,
yes, yes,
yes,
yes,
yes, yes.
Yes.
Yes. How you singing, Crystal?
Are you willing to go all the way? Are you willing to go through with me? I'm telling you, yeah.
Yeah. sounds mighty good tonight. I gotta sing it one more time. Yes. He said, Andre, are you willing to stand for me? I told him, yes. Oh, you know that I am. Yes. My soul said yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
So the first piece on the program today is Come Sunday played by Anthony Braxton from Recital Paris in 1971. This is a 25-minute improvisation by Braxton on the jazz standard Come Sunday. And Come Sunday, it's originally by Duke Ellington, written in 1942, both for the saxophonist Johnny Hodges and the vocalist Mahalia Jackson. But this piece actually became a jazz standard, but it was first Ellington's narration of African-American history using the themes of black spirituals. And this came out of Ellington's larger orchestral suite called Black, Brown, and Beige. So Braxton here improvises to Come Sunday, but throughout the piece he starts to use more extended techniques in his playing, particularly overblowing, reaching a lot of overtones and different voicings on the saxophone, altissimo, which Braxton plays in a very unique way. So here we have like a form of improvisation reminiscent of free jazz, kind of bebop here, but it's mostly free jazz, which is the predecessor of spiritual jazz, astral jazz, but a huge influence for it. Now if we move forward, we can hear Baxter playing. Are we blowing? Sort of exploring the harmonics of the saxophone. We'll talk a little bit about his postulate on that topic in his writings, which you can find on the tricentricfoundation.org, which is where all of his music and compositions are published, as well as his writings. First, I'm going to play a quick excerpt of him introducing himself in an interview from North Sea Jazz in 1977.
To Mr. Anthony Brexton. It's nice meeting you after hearing a lot of music by you.
Thank you. It's a real pleasure to be here at the North Sea Festival and to be in this wonderful country, Holland. It's always a pleasure to have a chance to come and play in Holland.
The festival shows a lot of styles, a lot of influences. It's like a building with a lot of rooms that you can all check out. You as a musician and composer go many ways too. My question is, if you write or make music, what is the balance between improvisation and composition?
Your question is a complex question and totally relevant to this time period as we seek to understand and reconcile the gains and changes of the last 30 years. For me, the question is especially complex since in many ways I have distanced myself from both the jazz and classical world, which is to say, since the 60s and the openings or the breakthroughs that occurred in the 60s, especially the breakthroughs that occurred in language, the breakthrough that occurred in science, we have found ourselves in a position where, one, there's a talk of freedom, collective improvisation as a basis for existential exploration that in itself becomes a medium on one hand. On the other hand, we have the schools of notation, the extended post-Mingus Schoenberg continuum, not to mention the changes in this time period. For myself, I've tried to avoid some of these problems by creating a thought construct that is trans-idiomatic, trans-temporal, and that has a correspondence component that gives the possibility to discover many different mediums. In this way, I feel my approach is consistent with what I have learned about the great Dutch culture and their attempts to explore global...
So here Bergson goes into a little bit into the concepts that he explores in some of the writings that you can find on the Tricentric Foundation. And I'll read a little bit of those as I play the next piece here, which is a composition by Braxton called 6-77AR-36K, Opus 23B. This subject speaks of man's need to have some understanding and or spiritual connection with the whole of physical manifestation and consciousness. And here he's talking about the development as dynamic, or the subject of dynamic, and how it can't be contained to any particular subject area or perceptual parameter. And he goes on to write, "The subject of known and unknown spiritual dynamics is a particularly relevant subject that is not separate from the Genesis value systems that determine experience interpretation, i.e. reception, perception, and or meaning, for both given individuals and or cultural groups. For this reason, the dynamic changes that shook the medieval world in the 14th century cannot be viewed as an isolated phenomenon that only involved cultural interchange between the European and Islamic world as two isolated cultures separate from the composite world group, but rather this encounter can be viewed as another signal that sheds insight into Genesis human qualities that are transcontinental and transidiomatic." Seated Musqueam territory in Vancouver, and we're going to take a quick break and we will be back with some more Anthony Braxton.
Hi there. You're listening to CADR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC Vancouver campus, located on the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Hunkaminim-speaking Musqueam people. We honor the ancestral and ongoing care for this land by the host nations. Media practices are often rooted in white gaze, and we recognize that it is our responsibility to shift our approach and move towards radical empathy. While we broadcast from UBC Vancouver campus, our listenership extends to the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations and beyond. We encourage you to check out native-land.ca, that is native-land.ca, to learn more about whose land and territory you live and work on or may be visiting. Thank you.
About 40% of UBC students experience food insecurity. Sprouts is hosting a weekly produce market from 10:30 to 1:30 every Monday in the Life Building. With produce from local farms, students are free to take whatever they want. Sprouts Cafe is open from Monday to Thursday and is offering 30 free meals a day, completely free and no questions asked. They also host Community Eats, a completely free hot lunch that is open for all. Stop by and support the Sprouts cause for sustainable, accessible food at UBC.
Megamall's debut EP, Escape from Lizard City, goes live on Friday, July 1st. Buy the cassette and lyric book on Bandcamp or stream wherever you listen to music. For the last 2.5 years, you could avoid everyone except yourself. Welcome to Lizard City.
Oh, I see the love that can overturn.
CITR is powered by Guayaquil Yerba Mate. Yerba mate is a naturally caffeinated drink that comes in a variety of formats, from loose leaf to cans to bottles. Yes, the yellow ones. Guayaquil mate is all organic, non-GMO, and sure to make you come to life. Guayaquil is more than just a yerba mate brand. They're focused on personal, social, ecological, and cultural growth through their commitment to regenerative practices, which include stewarding the South Atlantic rainforest and partnering with indigenous South American communities through the production of yerba mate. Visit guayaquil.com. GUAYAKI.com to learn more and find this delicious drink near you. Or stop by CITR station on UBC campus for a free yerba mate can.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
In Vancouver.
It's like having a clown in your head.
Back to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Bailey, and this is Astral Jazz Today, exploring performance practice and artistry on the saxophone. And next piece I have on the program is by Anthony Braxton, called N-WH-70, Opus 38A.
Mm-hmm.
So before the break, I read a little bit from one of Braxton's research papers called Known, the Unknown, and Belief. And I'm going to read a little bit now from his other paper called Experience and Surprise. And so Braxton writes, "The wonder of dynamic spiritualism in every culture has constantly sought to resolve the difference between its various classes of group, perceptual, emotional tendencies. Its collective tenet structures, theology, and isolated experience of its individual citizens. All of these matters are part of the documented human need for spiritual solidification and the desire to better understand the fact of manifestation and physical universe actualness. Spiritualism in this context is sought to recognize and build form ritual states that take into account the historical vibrational footprints of its people, and from that information to translate and extend those experiences to provide a bridge of documentation for a kind of unified, structured, spiritual form. It's because of this common need for religion that our species has constructed the various disciplines that now make up our understanding of the subject. Still, it might also be important to remember that this genesis, human need for cosmic solidification, lies at the root of all questions about the unfolding of world theologies. That is, the desire to erect formal structures proceeded from the belief that there is nothing more to actual reality than a given physical plane emanation. From this, the most basic notion of cosmic intuition, the thrust of our species has expanded." This is a universal subject with universal balances. So Braxton talks a lot about spirituality and religion. But for the most part, he expresses this through his performance practice, or at least these extended techniques that he uses in his performance practice. And I would say a spiritual way that a lot of the jazz players in free jazz and spiritual jazz sort of emulate in their playing. And these techniques seem to have a connection to some sort of spirituality for each musician. Sonny Rollins, who is a tenor saxophonist, he's more associated with the bebop movement. He's a contemporary of John Coltrane. There's a quote from him in the biography by Hugh Wyatt titled Sonny Rollins Meditating on a Riff, A Journey into His World of Spirituality. And Rollins and John Coltrane were very much spiritual players in a sense, although the genre they're associated with was bebop. But Sonny Rollins says, "I remember very strongly that I felt a personal relationship with God, and that God was somebody I could talk to and get a spiritual response." And in this same book, John Coltrane is also referenced in that he's experienced his first spiritual awakening in 1957. He and his friend Sonny Rollins prevailed as the leaders of both jazz and spirituality. They went on to spark worldwide interest in Kriya Yoga and other forms of spirituality. And another quote from this book, page 202, in terms of Sonny Rollins and his practice in meditation. Wyatt writes, "His Swami told Sonny not to worry about traditional meditation. When you're playing your saxophone, you're meditating," he said. Sonny hadn't realized it, but when he played his horn, he was present in a way that many people can only achieve through meditation. That revelation was a relief for Sonny, He realized he no longer had to sit in a lotus position for hours. He had a spiritual practice all his own, one that was as natural to him as breathing, and in fact relied on the great mastery of his breath. And I think especially in Braxton's recording of Come Sunday, we can hear how breath is sort of implied in the performance practice of a piece and in construing your spiritual longings, in a sense. But this next piece I have is actually by free jazz pioneer Ornette Coleman. It's called Tomorrow is the Question, from 1959. It was actually re-released in 2022 in an album called The Genesis of Genius, the New Contemporary Recordings. And so this is Tomorrow is the Question, which is a piece that poses the question for the future of jazz and improvisation. So Ornette Coleman is actually the pioneer of free jazz. He changed many of the conventions related to improvisation. He influenced artists such as Braxton, who explored the avant-garde in jazz and in improvisation. And one of Coleman's concepts is called harmelotics, which is an idea or philosophy on the method of sound expression and a freeing of compositional form from any tonal center. And this philosophy challenges the Western traditions in music, particularly in the concept of tension and release in harmonic and melodic development, and sort of like frees us from these forms in terms of improvisation. And so this is Tomorrow is the Question by Ornette Coleman. And the single from it predates some of Coleman's albums that are reminiscent of free jazz, such as Sound Grammar in 2006, Tone Dialing 1995, Change of the Century 1960. And then there's also The Shape of Jazz to Come, which was in 1959. But the most important is probably Free Jazz, a Collective Improvisation by the Ornette Coleman Double Quartet, which was in 1961. Thank you. so the next piece here is by Floating Points, Pharoah Sanders, and the London Symphony Orchestra. It's from the album called Promises. So other jazz pioneers in spiritual astral jazz include Pharoah Sanders and Albert Ayler, who I'm going to play here. Right now you're hearing Pharoah Sanders, who recently passed in 2022. But he's also used extended techniques that harbor many spiritual expressions through jazz. Similar to Braxton, exploring the harmonics of the saxophone rather than playing with a specific tonal center. And Ayler, who I'm going to play later, you can see in the progression of his discography how spirituality sort of shaped his music and his expression through improvisation in jazz or just music in general. But here I'm going to play movement one from the album Promises, which came out in 2021, featuring the London Symphony Orchestra, featuring Pharoah Sanders on the saxophone. Of his discography, which is very interesting. His first release is an album called Something Different with like 6 exclamation points, which is sort of similar to the exclamation points that Ornette Coleman uses in Tomorrow is the Question, or The Shape of Jazz to Come. But this is his first album, and then they go on to progress as follows. My Name is Albert Ayler, and then Spirits, and then Swing Low, Sweet Spiritual, to Prophecy, which is live, and then Albert Smiles with Sunny, which is also live, and then Spiritual Unity, which was released in 1965, but recorded in 1964. And then New York Eye and Ear Control, the Copenhagen tapes. Ghosts, which was re-released as Vibrations. The Hilversum Session. Bells, which was live. Spirits, Rejoice. And then Sunny's Time Now. And then The New Wave in Jazz to La Cave Live in Cleveland, 1966. This was released in 2022. And then at Slug's Saloon, Volume 1 and 2, this was live. Stockholm, Berlin, 1966, this is live. Paris, 1966, this is live. In Greenwich Village, which is live. And then Love Cry, New Grass. And then Music is the Healing Force of the Universe, which came out in 1969. What was released in 1970. And then we have the last album, which was released in 1971. And then in 2004, Holy Ghost, Rare and Unissued Recordings is released. But this was actually recorded in 1960 to about 1970. So you can see sort of the spiritual influence that Albert sort of portrays in the titles, at the very least, of these albums. We can also hear him use a lot of the techniques that these other saxophonists employ in their improvisation, specifically in overblowing and really exploring all of the harmonics that you can play on the saxophone. Techniques that Pharoah Sanders is actually known for employing in his playing. So this next piece is Spiritual Unity by Albert Ayler. Thank you. So here we have the Albert Ayler Trio. But next we have a piece called Masonic Inborn, Part 1. And here you can hear a very interesting instrumentation. And this is from Ayler's album, Music is the Healing Force of the Universe. So, you can hear the exploration of extended technique, the bagpipes, and free jazz, sort of in the collective improvisation of this ensemble. Sort of Ayler's exploration of expression in performance practice. But this has been Astral Jazz, presented by CRTR 101.9 FM, which is broadcasted from the unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. And I'm Bailey, your host. And this has been a compilation of musicians of the subgenres of spiritual, avant-garde, free jazz, astral jazz, and their methods of performance practice on saxophone, particularly exploring extended techniques and voicing harmonics through the saxophone to express a sort of spiritual, transcendental expression of some sort of religious philosophy or existential philosophy in their music. So thanks for listening, and we will be back next week at 1 p.m. for some more subgenres of jazz and saxophone artistry.
But I'm Hello, everybody,